And the boundary changes, or the proposed boundary changes, I should say, to the city of Port Lincoln have certainly garnered some controversy over the last week and a bit. And joining us to discuss those proposed changes is the CEO of Port Lincoln Council, Matthew Morgan. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What is the proposed change to the Port Lincoln boundaries, and what exactly is the process that you're going through to either investigate it or to make it happen?
Yeah, look, I think first thing, let's talk about the process. So the Local Government Boundary Reform Commission was set up by the state to look at boundary reform proposals across the whole state, and there's around 8 or 9 proposals currently before the commission. The commission was set up in 2019, and none of the proposals have actually come through final approval yet. So it is a relatively new process and a new commission that's been set up by the state government. And it's really for looking at these sort of anomalies across the state where you've got communities of interest which are separated by council boundaries. And I think we've got an example of that here in Port Lincoln. And it's time, council believes it's time to actually have that conversation, both with Lower Eyre but also with the Boundaries Commission. And in essence, the process is a two-stage process. The first stage is actually submitting a preliminary proposal to the Boundary Commission, which is basically just saying, look, here's the concept that we've got. We think this stacks up. What do you think? And if the Boundaries Commission thinks that the proposal has merit, then it progresses into a stage two, which is where there's a lot more work and resources allocated to the proposal. There'll be a lot of consultation with different stakeholders and community members, and then the Boundaries Commission will make a decision at the end of that and a recommendation to the minister. So I guess the key thing here is that neither council has the ability to make that decision. It's a decision that will be made by the Minister for Local Government, but only after assessment by the Boundary Commission. So the process is, it's a long process. It will take several years, but I think at its core, we recognise that we've had significant growth in the population of Greater Port Lincoln in the last 15 or 20 years, but currently a portion of that population is serviced by Lower Eyre Council as opposed to the City of Port Lincoln.
Speaking this morning with the CEO of Port Lincoln Council, Matthew Morgan, about the possibility of boundary changes between Port Lincoln and Lower Eyre Peninsula councils. And Matthew, when it does come to, in this situation, Tiatukia and Boston townships, are there any other changes that the Port Lincoln Council are investigating, or does it just focus on those townships?
I think initially with councils just put forward that those suburb boundaries for discussion, and I think it's one of two things will happen. The feedback will be from the Commission that there's interest in the proposal and it has merit, but maybe we should be looking at some broader changes across the Lower Eyre Peninsula, or that there's merit in the proposal as it is, or there's no merit in the proposal as it is. So I think the initial point was to put forward Boston and Tiatukia as the obvious areas where there's been residential growth over the last 10 or 15 years. But that doesn't mean that we're not open to having discussions around broader change around our boundaries. And that's certainly something that council would be interested in having a discussion around with District Councillor Tumby Bay, but also with District Councillor of Lower Eyre Peninsula as well.
Has there been any discussion, just finally, on the issue of council amalgamations in this matter, given that there has been a push from Adelaide for a reduction in councils, or is that a completely separate matter here on the Eyre Peninsula?
I think council amalgamations has been a notion that's been talked about for some years, and I know the Property Council of SA has certainly indicated that 68 councils across the state isn't sustainable, and their opinion is that should be reduced. I think the government's approach to that has not to been talking specifically about amalgamations, but talking about sustainable changes to boundaries where it makes sense. And I think that's at the core of what we're looking to discuss here is, you know, the sustainability of providing services to a growing regional city. It makes sense for the service to be provided from one base. And, you know, we'll see how that conversation goes.
CEO of Port Lincoln Council, Matthew Morgan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Keith.
And yesterday we heard from the CEO of Port Lincoln Council, Matthew Morgan, about the proposed boundary changes between Port Lincoln Council and the District Council of Lower EP. And of course, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, which means we're joined this morning by the Mayor of the District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula, Joanne Quigley. Your Worship, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. You've had a chance to listen to Matthew's comments about the proposed changes that Port Lincoln Council is pursuing. What's your reaction to what Matthew had to say yesterday?
I guess the first thing from our perspective is that I don't believe any council really looks forward to the thought process of losing ratepayers or becoming a smaller size council. So it's not something that we are, you know, looking to be happening, but it is. Port Lincoln have sort of started this process, so it really is a matter now of just following that process now that it's been put in place. So the way we'll go about that is that to start with, council will put together a response to the Boundary Commission in regards to the initial proposal, and it really comes up down to them to decide whether or not they want to sort of see that there's merit in it and whether or not it goes further.
Was this an issue that Port Lincoln Council did raise with the Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula, or was this something, I suppose you could say, out of the box?
It wasn't any formal discussion about it. We'd had some off-the-record type discussions that there was certainly thought that this is something that Port Lincoln were thinking about doing it, but when it actually came to it, we hadn't sort of necessarily expected it to happen when it did. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but from it being instigated now, I guess, versus the fact that it was something that was going to sort of happen at some stage. I guess we just, like I say, you know, you always hope that it's never really going to happen to your council area.
Speaking this morning with the Mayor of the District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula, Joanne Quigley, about the proposed boundary changes between the City of Port Lincoln and the District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula. And, Your Worship, obviously, as you say, you don't like the idea of losing Boston and Tiatuckia townships. What are some of the main features that you're looking at as far as any proposal goes? Would you be looking at maybe a land swap with Port Lincoln Council, or is that a bit too far away in terms of the proposed changes?
I guess really to start with, we'd just be hoping that it doesn't get traction and that just doesn't go any further. In 2014, we had a similar review happen in regards to boundaries, and at that stage, the community overwhelmingly were not in favour of the boundary change. So, and obviously things may have changed in that time span, but we've always looked at the rural living area, as we call it, in those areas, as complementing Port Lincoln. So, you know, council made conscious decisions, you know, many years ago to have this type of living availability for residents. And people that used to live in Port Lincoln City Council area, again, made conscious decisions to move to our district because of the style of living and size blocks that we had available for them. So, and I guess, like I say, we always felt that it complemented the city. We understand that people living in that area utilise the city for work and shopping and schooling and those sorts of things, but so do a lot of people on the wider peninsula utilise Port Lincoln for business, shopping and, you know, accountants and dentists and sometimes medical, and there's private schools in Port Lincoln. So as a hub, we always just felt that complementing them, that city, was always a benefit to us, to the city and to the ratepayers.
And just finally, Your Worship, on that topic of the rural living aspect, as Matthew said yesterday, the growth in those townships has been noted over the last 10 to 15 years. If there was to be further growth, would the District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula be looking at maintaining the, as you call it, the rural living element of the council, or is it something that the council would look at in embracing and adapting to more urbanised living?
No, from a council's perspective, the rural living is what we've always envisaged that area to be. As they've said, as far as the growth has gone, it shows that that's what people are looking for. People like the idea of having that rural, rustic look of their land. They like to be able to have some horses, you know, a few, you know, some chooks and those sorts of things, and have that space for children growing up. So that's certainly where our thoughts would stay.
District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula Mayor Joanne Quigley, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Keith.